I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and welcome to Jesus Saves, a short devotion. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, it is written, "All scripture is breathed out by God, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." My brothers and sisters, everything that we need to know God and to know about God has been provided to us in the Holy Bible. Authored by God, the Holy Spirit, it is scribed through the human hands of those who the Holy Spirit has selected to carry His Word. God's will, wisdom, plan, and guidance are communicated to us in the Old and New Testaments of Jesus Christ. It is where we turn to understand how to have a relationship with God and how to live and relate to one another. It contains the most important thing that matters in our lives, the gospel. To talk about God but dismiss the Bible is kind of like talking about the criminal justice system but dismissing the criminal code. A friend of mine uses the acronym BIBLE, Bible, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. When we read scripture, it helps to ask ourselves the following questions. What does the scripture say? What does the scripture mean? What is Jesus' call to action in this scripture? Why do many resist this truth? Why does this scripture matter? And how does this prove, support, or reflect the Christological question, which is to say, how does this speak to Christ as God the Son, our Lord and Savior? There is power in His holy and living word, my brothers and sisters, and God loves you more than you can possibly imagine. Please pray for me, and I'll pray for you as well. Heavenly and loving Father, most gracious Lord, You have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Help us so to hear them, to read them, to mark them, to learn, and inwardly digest them, that encouraged and supported by Your holy word, we may embrace and always hold fast the joyful hope of everlasting life, which You have given us in our Savior, in whose name we always pray, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and thanks for joining me this afternoon for Jesus Saves.